Okay, so hi. I don't really know where this is going to take me, but I hope you're going there with me and you will have a good time. I have been thinking about what I want to do and where I want to go with my next audio and if I want to start doing scripts or rather come up with my own content. And scripts just feel like I can never be, like I can never do them justice if I would try. So, I guess I will stick to this for now. And see how I can make it my own. And I've been thinking about what I want to do with this audio. And I thought I was never in a position where I could be just selfish in bed, where it mattered what I wanted. So, why not do that? Why not let you have a little peek into my mind and tell you what I would want if I was being really, really selfish for once? And if I had to come up, I suppose we have background music now. Yeah, so if I would go with the setup now that we have background music, I guess we could just be laying in bed together. Playing music. And God, I'm so touch-starved. I'm so touch-starved. I really, really need cuddles and hugs and kisses and all the good stuff. So, cuddles and hugs and kisses it is. And maybe I would get you a bit worked up. I would love that. I love knowing I have an effect on you. I love thinking about me being able to make you hard and feel good because what gets me off most is knowing that it pleases you. I want to give you everything, and make you feel good. That's what I really want. I just want to see and hear and feel that you enjoy me, you enjoy my body, that I have the power to make you feel good. It's invigorating. It gets me going so fast. It's the biggest compliment. So, if we would have those cuddles and kisses and you would get hard, that would be so cool. That would be so good. Yeah, I really want that. I want to feel your hot cock against me. I want to feel you rubbing against me, trying to get a bit of friction, to release a bit of that tension. And I would be just too happy to help you do that. So maybe if you would undress for me, I would kiss my way down your body and try to find out which spots you like and how you like being touched, how you like being kissed, teased. Maybe you like my nails on your skin. Maybe my teeth. And I would work my way down until I'm between your legs and just work my mouth and my hands around your cock and your balls, just the sides, the insides of your legs. And at your hips, and maybe find out if you like me touching and kissing and clicking your ass, and just explore your body and have my fun. Finding out what you like, seeing your reactions. Maybe you let me hear how good I make you feel. I would love that. I love getting reactions out of people. I love knowing I hold any sort of power over you, even if I give up all my control to you, so I don't have to think, so I don't have to decide, so my brain can just be quiet for once. And maybe you will tell me to stop teasing, and maybe I will want to find out what you will do if I don't stop teasing you. Will you just let me off with a warning? Will you tell me that I don't want to find out what's going to happen if I don't stop? Maybe you're harsher than that and just immediately punish me for not obeying. Put me over your knee and spank me. Or I don't know why, but counting down on me instills the worst feeling of terror in me. So, if you would start counting down on me when I ask you what happens if I don't stop teasing, my mouth would be on your cock so fast. And I would love every second of it. I would just start slowly and carefully and gently lick up and down your shaft. Circle my tongue around your head. map the contours of every shape. I can find every vein. Just learn your cock and hard fields on my tongue. How long it is, how big it is, how wide, and think about if I can take you all the way into my mouth myself, or if I would need help, and do the same with your ball. And keep my hand working your cup while I pay attention to them and maybe I will see if I can fit your balls in my mouth without it being too uncomfortable, and find out how you react, if you like it, what you like best, and repeat the things you like best. Just take my time and find out Daddy likes most, what Daddy wants his good girl to do for him after a long day of work, to relieve some stress and tension, to make you feel good, and take your head off all of those worries and things you stress about on a daily basis. I want to be what makes you feel good. I want that so much. And when I finally take your big fat cock into my mouth, I will be so gentle and so careful at first, and slowly get rougher with you. See how you react to just the tiniest bit of teeth. Or me sucking really hard. If you like it when I gag on you, because I do. I want you so bad to fill my mouth, make me gag and struggle for air. If I can't take you in my throat myself, I would ask you for help. Please help me, Daddy. Please help me take your cup. I can't do it myself. I'm sorry, Daddy. Please help me. Please push me down. Fuck my face. Use my face to make yourself feel good. And I would keep playing with your balls while you use my mouth. Fuck me. Just drool all over you and get your balls are slippery too and make a mess of the bed and the sheets. I just want you to feel good, please. Please let me make you feel good. But if I'm allowed to be selfish, I wouldn't want you to come in my mouth, even though I love swallowing your cum and knowing I have you in my belly. For the next few hours, I would want you to maybe return the favor for a bit, or we could just switch around so you can eat me out while I try to still suck you off good. I bet you would make me feel so good I couldn't even. I couldn't even properly focus on what I'm doing with my mouth and tongue and hands. And I really need to make you feel good. So, whatever hole you would like to use first, after fucking my face, I would gladly let you. I love being stuffed full, so maybe you would be kind enough to either use a plug on me or a dildo. I just want to feel like you're in every hole of mine, so I feel properly used and useful to you. I don't want to have to be a person. I want to be a toy just for a bit, Daddy. You're a good toy. You're obedient little slut. You're a good little fuckhole. Your fleshlight. Your cock sleeve. I want to exist to give you pleasure. I want to be yours. And if I want to fuck my ass, oh, I will need you to be patient with me. To work me open. Oh, so I can take you. Oh. And feel, oh, that delicious mix of pleasure and pain when you fuck my ass hard. Oh, oh, the goosebumps all over my body. Oh, from the sensation of your hard cock pumping in and out. And I want you to tell me how good it feels. I need you to tell me if I'm good for you, Daddy. I just want to be good for your daddy. And that's all I need to be. All I want to be. Oh, just your little slut. Your good little whore. Oh, your set of holes to use as you please. Oh, come in as you please. Punish as you please, so I can be even better for you. I want you to train me to take your cock so good that you never want anything else again. And maybe when you're busy working, you can keep your pet under your desk. To make you feel good. And reward you for all the hard work you do. So you can use my mouth whenever you please, or fuck me bent over your desk. Spank me and hurt me. If you need to take your frustrations out on something. Fuck. Oh, I love when you bend me over and just pound into me hard. Grab my hips and bounce me on your cock. Just use me like your obedient little living fleshlight. Oh God, I hope you're feeling good right now. I want to make you feel so good. I hope you're jerking off. Stroking your hard cock. Knowing I think about you. While I use my toy to fuck myself. Because I can't have you here right now. But I wish you were. I wish it was you inside me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh. I wish it was you. Fucking me so good. Oh. So hard, so deep. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, you feel so good. You feel so good. Oh. So good, you make me feel so good. My whole body, oh, is tingling. I have goosebumps everywhere. Oh, it just feels, oh, really amazing. Oh. Using your hand on me. So you can feel it sting too. Or you like belts or paddles or other toys and just love feeling me clench around you with every hit. And moan and scream because the pain is so good and your cock inside me gives me so much pleasure knowing that I please you. That I'm good for you, Daddy. You're always so good for me, Daddy. Take care of me. The way you spoil me, Daddy. I just need to give it back to you. I need to know. I make you feel good too. And you make me feel so good. Your cock makes me feel so good. Oh, fuck. No. Oh, I'm so close again, but no. Oh, fuck. Oh. decide when I come, Daddy. And you'll decide when I'm allowed to touch myself, Daddy. I'm yours. All yours. And only yours. My body is yours to use. And maybe you like grabbing my tits, pulling on my nipples, twisting them. Feeling me tighten up. When you do, I want you to mark me as yours, Daddy. I want you to mark me. Maybe you're good with hickeys, but maybe you would prefer biting me. You can bite me, Daddy. You can leave marks on me. So everyone knows I'm yours. Maybe you want to mark me so everyone at work sees. Maybe you want me to wear your collar. So everyone knows I'm Daddy's little girl. After work, I go home, and my daddy will fuck me. Use me. You to fill me up as many times as you can. Come inside me. Come in my ass and in my pussy. And order me to not clean it up. I can feel you dripping down my thighs, under my skirt, and maybe you would not allow panties at home. And only allow me to wear skirts. So you can use me whenever you please. Just take me in your lap and fuck up into me. Fuck. Until you come. And then send me off again. Fuck. And other times you will take your time and maybe come so many times. It hurts. Oh, but fuck, it would hurt so good. Oh, fuck. I just... need you so bad, Daddy. Oh, fuck, please, Daddy, please. Please, Daddy. Oh, please. Oh, please, fuck me. Use me. Bind me up. Until I can't move. And then move me around like, oh, please. Oh, fuck. So I'm helpless. And at your mercy. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy. Please. Your good girl just wants to make you come. Your cup, Daddy. Oh God, I'm gonna make such a mess. Oh, squirt all over it. Oh God, I can feel it, Daddy. Please, 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 please. Coming, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for letting me come. Thank you. Such a mess. Well, I guess now it doesn't matter that I drooled all over you and the sheets earlier. Because I have to change them anyway. Oh, fuck. Oh, so sensitive. Well, that toy is drenched. And we have music again. Fuck. Well, I hope you had fun with me, and I hope you know that I love when you're rough with me. I need it. I need you to treat me like less than a person. Sometimes I have to be a person so much, and it's so exhausting, and I just need you to turn off my brain. It's too loud. It's too loud. And I just need to have a simple task sometimes, and that task is making you feel good and doing everything I can to make you feel good, doing everything you decide I do, so I don't have to think about it, about what I want, what I need, or those decisions. I don't want I need you. I need you to do that for me, and I trust you so much. I trust you to make the right decisions, to know my limits, to know how far you can push me, to be in control. I need you to take the responsibility I cannot deal with, and I need you to do all those things that I want but can't ask for. And thank you so much, so, so much for taking on that responsibility. I know it's a lot, and I know it's scary sometimes, and sometimes you doubt yourself and don't know if you're doing the right thing or if this is even what I want, but you're doing so good, and I need you to know that you're doing so good. Doms deserve aftercare too. And I think it's really, really important that they get aftercare. So thank you for putting in all that hard work. And thank you for taking on all that responsibility. And thank you for trusting me to use my safe words when I need to. And thank you for making me feel good, and thank you for being here for me, and thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for being my daddy, for being all of this to me, giving me what I need when everything is too much and I can't deal with life, and I just need something to be easy, and I just need to be your good little kitten. And I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you as a person, your effort and your thoughtfulness, your kindness, your ability to be rough when you need to be, and soft when soft is in order. And you give me so much. I just really appreciate you so, so much. Even if I really don't appreciate my neighbor's music, seriously, I can feel the vibrations in my bones. Ugh. And it's not even, it's like German gangster rap, and oh boy. Yeah, so my opinions about my neighbor's taste of music aside, I really hope you had a good time, and I hope you enjoyed yourself tagging along and indulging in my little fantasies. Remember to drink your clear splashy liquids, go get some water, take care of yourself. Thank you for being with me, and maybe you can hear me again, or you will need some feedback on what you would like to hear. My chats are always open for suggestions, and oh god, I'm a slut for that notification bell. Every time I see that notification bell, even though I did not completely over-engineer this, someone enjoyed it. It makes me happy. It really helps.
to know people enjoyed my incoherent rambles. Although I'm really insecure about the accent.
Okay. I need to end this. So I will send you off with one last thank you.
And one last reminder that you should really go get hydrated.